On August 15, 1948, Prime Minister Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru addressed the nation.
Fellow countrymen, comrades and friends, a year ago, on this very day and at this very hour, I broadcast it to you from this place. Free India is 1 year old today, but what trials and tribulations she has passed through during this infancy of her freedom. She has survived in spite of all the peril and disaster that might well have overwhelmed a more mature and well-established nation. We have reason to be thankful for this achievement and for the many other achievements that stand to the credit of our people. Let us not belittle our record or forget the courage, the hard work, and the sacrifice with which our people have faced and overcome many of these perils during this fateful year. But let us also not forget where we have failed or where we have erred, for our failures and errors have been many. Some of these are obvious enough, but the real failure has been a failure of the spirit and a falling away from the high standards set by the father of our nation, under whose wise guidance we had struggled and marched for over a quarter of a century. He had taught us that worthy ends can only be achieved through worthy means, that ideals and objectives can never be divorced from the methods adopted to realize them. He had told us to cast out fear, for fear is not only ignoble, but is also the parent of hatred and violence. Many of us forgot this lesson, and fear gripped us. Fear not of some distant adversary, but fear of each other, and evil deeds followed in its train. The master who guided us and inspired us is no more. We have to shoulder the burden ourselves, and now the first question that you have to put to ourselves is this: do we stand by his teaching and message, or do we stray into new paths? All of us talk of India, and all of us demand many things from India. What do we give to her in return? We can take nothing from her beyond what we give her. India will ultimately give us what we give her of love and service and productive and creative work. India will be what we are. Our thoughts and action will shape her. Born of her fruitful womb, we are children of hers, little bits of the India of today, and yet we are also the parents of the India of tomorrow. If we are big, so will India be. And if we grow little-minded and narrow in outlook, so also will India be. Our troubles during the past year were largely the result of this narrowness in outlook and pettiness in action, which is so foreign to India's great cultural inheritance. Communalism threatened to crush the free spirit in us. Provincialism came in the way of that larger unity which is so essential to India's greatness and progress. The spirit of faction spread and made us forget the big things that we had stood for. We have to find ourselves again and go back to the free India of our dreams. We have to rediscover the old values and place them in the new setting of a free India. For freedom brings responsibility and can only be sustained by self-discipline, hard work, and the spirit of a free people. So let us be rid of everything that limits us and degrades us. Let us cast out fear and communalism and provincialism. Let us build up a free and democratic India where the interest of the masses of our people has always the first place, to which all other interests must submit. Freedom has no meaning unless it brings relief to these masses from their many burdens. Democracy means tolerance. Tolerance not merely of those who agree with us, but of those who do not agree with us. With the coming of freedom, our patterns of behavior must change also, so as to fit in with this freedom. To the youth of the country, I would make a special appeal, for they are the leaders of tomorrow, and on them will be cast the burden of upholding India's honor and freedom. My generation is a passing one, and soon we shall hand over the bright torch of India, which embodies her great and eternal spirit, to younger hands and stronger arms. May they hold it aloft, undimmed and untarnished, so that its light reaches every home